Alderman Moore, who had an exchange with the mayor yesterday, joins us on WGN again. Welcome back, sir. I'm glad you could join us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
What happened at the city council meeting yesterday?
Unfortunately, what happened was a series of rules violations and just democracy not in action. That's ultimately what happened.
Okay, so David Moore's on a phone line. That's okay. Hold on one second, Alderman. Steve, I got it. Don't worry about it. So, Alderman, what was the rules violation that you're talking about?
Well, so just before that vote, someone had called on another issue, a roll call vote, and then somebody tried to DMP it, and then they allowed the roll call vote. Same instance in our situation. Sophia King not only had her hand up before Alderman Sophia King not only had her hand up before Alderman Brian Hopkins, but I also, as we've done in so many other previous council meetings, called for a roll call vote before he called for a DMP. And the
DMP stands for what again?
I'm sorry?
What does DNP stand for?
Defer and publish, which is basically a hold on the item.
Okay, so this is my understanding of what was going on. You all were set to vote on renaming Lakeshore Drive, and then Alderman Hopkins says, let's delay it, and the mayor calls on him for the delay, even though you all thought that you were ready to go on the vote and that he was the one out of order. It wasn't his turn, but the mayor calls on him, and now the issue's been deferred. That's
right, but not just him. You need two people to defer and publish. And Alderman Roberos joined him in that defer and publish.
Well, there's 50 members of the city council, so two is a pretty low threshold. But two of them did step up and say, let's not vote on this today. It'll eventually come up, won't it, Alderman?
It will eventually come up, but this has been going on for over a year and a half, and everybody's have had their say-so, even Alderman Hopkins and Alderman Roberos, who really doesn't truly have a stake in it. But it goes to show what concerns me more than anything is the process and whether it passes or not. But we have the votes to pass it. This is about democracy, and this is showing people, no matter who's sitting in that seat. It's not just about Lakeshore Drive. It's about people having their voices heard. And that's why I joined the city council, so I can stop antics like that. So that whether it's my issue or anybody else's issue, that democracy is given. So when the playing field is even and the rules are public, then everybody have a chance of winning. But when the rules are not public and we change them as we go, then that's a problem for democracy.
You didn't like the way the mayor handled that scene, but you'll only need 26 votes, right? I mean, does it just take a simple majority for this to pass?
Yes, it does. That's it.
It'll come up maybe at the next city council meeting then, right?
Or unless we get three people and pull it before and call a council meeting before then. But, you know, those discussions we had, it'll be more likely at the next council meeting.
And have you canvassed your colleagues? Will you get 26 votes on this?
We had the 26 votes. That's why they DMP'd it. Yeah. That's why they DMP things. When you have the votes, people DMP it to stop it in order to hold it, to try to kill it or to try to pull out votes. We already had the votes. We've been had the votes to pass it.
You know, I think that some people feel that whatever the merits of this are, I know you're for it, some people don't think we should change Lakeshore Drive, and the mayor is among them. But I wonder how you feel about the fact that your desire for that is going to impact people along Lakeshore Drive or across the city that don't feel like you do. That is, it's not just how does Alderman Moore feel about it or how do, say, black members of the city council feel, but how do people who live on or around Lakeshore Drive itself or who love that street, its name, and what it represents. It's synonymous with Chicago's lakefront. What about
their views?
Absolutely, I agree with you
100%. And it's not just, this is definitely not just an Alderman Moore thing. If this was an Alderman Moore thing, we wouldn't be this far. These are voices from many different backgrounds, many different communities. And so it's definitely not just an Alderman David Moore thing. Alderman David Moore thing wouldn't have gotten off the ground like this. So this is Black Heroes Matters, whose voices have been in this. We've had other voices, black and white, in this. As a matter of fact, it was someone white up north when I first introduced it, is the one that said, instead of touching our addresses, won't you just do the outer drive? And that's what we focused on, so there would not be any residential addresses impacted. And so this, you're right, I agree with you. It is totally the voices of the community. And when you shut those voices down, that's a disservice to democracy. And so when we're talking about what the administration is proposing, park and the
if I may, though, Alderman, we're out of time, but it will probably happen, though, right?
It will. I we still have the vote, and it's up to the city council to be strong enough, and that's what we're supposed to be.
I understand. Alderman, we are out of time today. Let's visit again maybe just before or after the next city council meeting, okay?
All right. I'll be glad to do that. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
David Moore from the 17th.